to you, Man Movie Mayhem.
Hello and welcome to Masterpiece Audio Theater. I am your host, Jay Lang Jens. Hi, everybody. How you guys doing on this Sunday? Episode 15 of DDOA 2018 Mad Movie Mayhem.
I'm doing okay. I hope you are, too. It's a beautiful day here in Calgary, Alberta. We are at 8 degrees, I think it is. 8 degrees Celsius. So, yeah, we're out of the minuses. The snow is all leaving. And, hey, that's good for us. I have not copied out cards today. I am recording this early, and I'm going to post it late just so that I don't mess up the whole contest thing. But so far today has been interesting. Let's go there. Tomorrow I'll tell you why. So I have a leaderboard update for you guys. Yesterday's episode, the first person to answer was Steve. The second place was Mark Kilfoyle. Then we had a tie for third place. Now, there might be some seconds differentiating the two answers, but when I looked, they both said the same time on Messenger. So, Mike and Nutty, you share third place for last night. Crazy Joe, you've got fourth, and Miss Melissa, you've got fifth. So I have put that into the leaderboard, and our standings are this. Mr. Kilfoyle, you have 107 points, and you are the leader. Joe, you're in second place with 104 points, but Steve is 1 point away from taking that second place away from you. He's got 103 points. Mike Wills has got 98, so he is still climbing that ladder. Nutty has 88. Miss Melissa the Bathtub Mermaid has 33. Jason Banks has 17. And Sonia Colstead has 10 points. So that's where we're at right now. What a fierce competition. A couple of minutes could mean a slip. Okay, so we have a particularly long scene this evening, or today. I guess by the time you listen to it, it's going to be this evening. But today, this morning, it's a long scene. Longish scene. But one character, really. There's a little bit at the end for another character. Let's see who we get. We're going to shake the hat here. We're going to flip it around a bit. Let's see. And we got...
Ah, Sir Hector Stewart. Wonderful to be aboard.
Well, that's good, actually. I'm quite happy about that. All right, and who's going to be the finale character of this scene? That is going to be...
Oh, hi-ho here, Kermit the Frog.
All right, we got Kermit.
I'm going to have to work on the Kermit just a little bit there. That didn't sound quite right. Perhaps I'll take a sip of this fine, high-quality H2O and see how we do. That sounds slightly bitter, but not much. Oh well, let's go.
All right. Okay. All right. I'm going to take a deep breath for Miss Melissa, and then we're going to record. Did I say record? I mean perform. You know what I mean. All right.
It's Christmas Eve. It's the one night of the year when we all act a little nicer. We smile a little easier. We cheer a little more. For a couple hours out of the whole year, we are the people that we always hoped we would be. It's a miracle. It's really a sort of miracle, because it happens every Christmas Eve. And if you waste that miracle, you're going to burn for it. I know what I'm talking about. You have to do something. You have to take a chance. You do have to get involved. There are people that are having trouble making their miracle happen. There are people that don't have enough to eat, or people that are cold. You can go out and say hello to these people. You can take an old blanket out of the closet and say, here. You can make them a sandwich and say, oh, by the way, here, I get it now. And if you give, then it can happen. Then the miracle can happen to you. And it's not just the poor and hungry. It's everybody who's got to have this miracle. And it can happen tonight for all of you. If you believe in this spirit thing, the miracle will happen. And then it will want it to happen again tomorrow. And you won't be one of those bastards who say Christmas is only once a year and it's a fraud. It's not. It can happen every day. You've just got to want that feeling. And if you like it and you want it, you get greedy for it. You want it every day of your life. And it can happen to you. I believe in it now. I believe it's going to happen to me now. I'm ready for it. And it's great. It's a good feeling. It's really better than I've ever felt in a long time. I'm ready. Have a Merry Christmas, everyone. Did I forget something, big man?
God bless us, everyone. Every single one.
There we go. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to be honest. I think I've lost Sir Hector right at the beginning. I don't even think I started with the Sir Hector Stewart. I don't think it was gravelly enough. I'll have to go back and listen. It felt more like the narrator voice, but halfway through I'm like, don't screw it up, don't screw it up, don't miss a line, don't miss the word. So you got what you got. You probably wouldn't even have noticed if I hadn't said anything. But whatever. Hypercritical of your own stuff, right? I'll probably be swearing at myself when I listen to this as I add music and all that. But hey, we don't edit here. We just get her done. Get her. That's where we get her done. That's right. Okay, so yeah, that's everything. I hope to have exciting news for you tomorrow. Hint, hint, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. So,
from all of us here at Masterpiece Audio Theater, I wish you a good evening and a good night.
You have been listening to MPAT Studios' presentation of Mad Movie Mayhem, DDOP 2018. Sound clips are from GarageBand and can be found in their samples library. We can be found on Facebook on the Masterpiece Audio Theatre page, or you can email us at j@jglangjens.com. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 4.0 Unported License.